Okay, we're on Daf Yud by the Mishnah. Okay, right. Heta Nadorim. To go to a Chacham and permit his Nadorim that he made, Purim va'Avir. They're flying in the air. What does that mean? Ve'ein lahem alma shismochu, and they don't have basically a source in the Torah. Now we look at Rashi over here. You see everyone Rashi in the Mishnah over here? Masnissim. Hetzin nadarim porchin ba'avir. Hataros nadarim. When Sha'omru Chacham, the Chachamim said, what is that? Sha'chacham, the Chacham, is Mati permits es haneder. Permits the neder, okay, you get, okay? Something called a null, but it's not. Okay. Ma'at remes, there's a small remes, like an illusion. The mikra in the pesukim, the ein al ma lismach, but you can't. There's no kind of source, strong basically. Okay, ela shekain motzul chomim, that this was handed over to the chomim, but Torah shabalpe. Right, so basically, hatoros nedarim or Torah shabalpe, and there's an allusion to it in the Torah. Okay, now going back to the Mishnah, Hilchos Shabbos, and Chagigos. Chagigos is, that's why it's mentioned over here, this Mishnah, right? And Vahamilos, that means taking, benefiting from temple property, Bishogeg. Harei Haim, they are like, Kahorim, like mountains, Hatluyim, that are hanging, Basara, with a hair. Kind of, not so strong over there, right?
Even less than the
what's that?
Even less than
the no. Because floating, right, simply speaking, floating in the air is meaning it's not supported whatsoever. So simply understanding that would be even less, right? However, Rashi, which is a good point over here, seems to put them together. We'll look at the next Rashi. There's actually a dispute in the Mishnah, it seems, over here, but Rashi seems to put them together on the same level. Hanging by a hair and floating in the air is on the same level. Shehein mikra mu'at, there's a little bit of psukim, v'halachas merubos, and there's many halachas. So let's just look at that, that Rashi, over the next Rashi. Hilchos Shabbos, v'hilchos chagiga, and hilchos milos, yesh behem halachas shehein shluyos. There are some, right, some of the halachas of Shabbos are spoken out. Right, but there are some that are basically a tluyus beremez mikra mu'at, and a little allusion. So Rashi uses the same lashon over there. There's basically a beremez mu'at. Okay, back to the Mishnah. So this is definitely more support over here in the next grouping. Okay, hadinim, back to the Mishnah, monetary laws, v'havoidos, and avoidos talking about things to do with halachos with korban. The Gemara's going to discuss these. Hataros, taros is ritual purification. The tomatoes, ritual, not the tome, right? The arayos. Okay, yesh lahem al marshi smochu. These have support, meaning we could learn it from Pesukim in the Torah. Yeah, the hein, and they are gufei Torah, fundamentals of the Torah, a part of the Torah. Okay, end of Mishnah. Now we're going to focus on the Hetzin Nedarim. So Hetzin Nedarim is said in the Mishnah that they don't have anything to be supported on, the flying in the air. So Tanya, we've got a brisa that basically we're going to have people who says we have a source. We in the Torah, I can find a source in the Torah. Okay, Tanya. Rabbi Elazar says, Yesh lahem al marshi smochel. I can find you a source in the Torah. Shneema, it says ki yafli, one pasuk. Ki yafli, it's another time. Shtei pomim, it says, right, and two times in the Torah. So Yafli, Rashi explains that it means, it's like to lefaresh, to explain, right? So basically, we're going to explain that. We're going to explain the explaining. Achas hafla'a le'issa. One is talking about explaining le'issa. Basically, he's specifying that this thing is also upon him. It makes a neder that this thing is also upon me. Yeah, but Akas Hafla, one explanation, Laheta, to say it's, through that it would be mutter. If he explains what he said to a Talmud Chacham, and the Chacham will say, oh, basically, I see that you didn't really mean that, and you regret it, and therefore it doesn't apply, and he will permit it. Okay, so that's one source. We're going to have five. Now, Rebbe Yeshua, still in the Braisa, There is a source for Hataras Nadarim in the Torah. Because it says, Shinema, Asher Nishbati, that I swore. So Nadarim and Shvuos, right, come together. They're slightly different, but they're similar, right? But Api, Hashem swore in his anger. Yeah, that's the end of the Pasuk. So it says, but Api Nishbati, in my anger, I swore, Fakazati be, and then I retracted what I said. Sometimes when people are angry, I don't know how this applies to Hashem, but when people are angry, sometimes they say things they don't mean, right? So therefore, we understand from over here that, right, that there's a, you can get out of it. I mean, and that, how would that be? By going to the Talmud Chacham and you say, you know, I didn't really mean that in this case, and it would permit it for you. Third source, the Rebbe Yitzchok Oimer. Okay, Yesh Lahem Al Marsh Yismuchel, there is a support in the Torah. Shenema, call Nadiv Liboy. And a pasuk, yeah. Anyone who is of a giving heart, some people have lev in their Gemara in your text, yeah. Who has a giving heart means that if you have a giving heart, you want to give it. But if you could, maybe you could regret it though. If your heart is not giving anymore, so you could go back, you could retract. Fourth source, still in the Brisa, Chananya ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua. Chananya, who was the son of the brother of Rabbi Yeshua, Oimer. Yesh lehem al mashi smocho. Shenema nishbati. It says, I swore. Va'akayma. And I will
hold it.
Yeah, very good. I will hold it. Yeah. And it's mashed from this word, va'akayma, it means if you want to. Yeah. If you're in this state of mind of being holding it, holding with it, but maybe you could also retract. Lishmor in mishpatei tizkecha. And so basically, it sounds the shavua is used in the sense of that if you would want to. So that is the end of the brisa. Okay. Comments. Amar Rav Yehuda, says Rav Yehuda, who's an Amora, Amar Shmuel, the name of Shmuel. Okay. So this is basically Shmuel talking. E Havai Hossam, if I would have been there in the generation of the Tanoim, and I would have been in this discussion, Omri Lahu, I would have said to them, Didi, mine is a deeper, is better. Yeah, me did from yours. Okay, Shenema, I've got a better source. It says the following. It says, Loi Yachel Devaroi. That's the end of the pasuk. He should not make mundane, like Lushan Chulin, or profane. Yeah? His words. His word. Or Mashma, says comments Shmuel. Who ain't Moichel? He can't profane or make mundane. About Acherim. Right, Moichlin Loi. Other people can be. That's why I prefer mundane over here. Other people can make it cool and basically they can take away the neder. Okay? So this is another source. That was the fifth. So Amarab says Rob. L'chulu is l'hu perukah. Every one of these five sources, well, all of them have a kasha perukah. Levar, with the exception of Shmuel. Delays the perukah on the fifth source of Shmuel with the Moira, there is no kasha. And we're going to explain, yeah? Why the first four by the Tanoim have a kasha? The Emi Rabbi Elazar, if it's from what Rabbi Elazar said, right, that he said basically, it says ki yafli two times. That was the first one in the Brisa, just after the Mishnah. Dilma, perhaps that means ki Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda said. Sha'omar Rishon Ritafen. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Ritafen, the Tanya the Brisa. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Mishum Rabbi Ritafen, Le Oilom. Ain Echad Mehan Nazir. Neither of them are a Nazir. Anyway, this is the case. There was a guy with long hair walking down the street. There was two guys watching him, and one of them said, "Hey, look, there's a Nazir." And the other one said, "What are you talking about? That guy's a hippie." And then they started arguing, and the guy who said it was a Nazir said, the guy who said it was a Nazir is for sure a Nazir. And he says, "You know, if he's a hippie, I'm going to be a Nazir." And the other guy who said he was a hippie says, it's for sure a hippie, and if he's a Nazir, I'll be a Nazir. Okay, and then one of them was right. Figure out who. Anyway, whatever. So it comes along, this is the din, yeah? Again, I'm just going to start again at the beginning of the line. Le'olam, ain't echad mehen, neither of the two people, yeah, in this scenario, mehem Nazir, neither of them is a Nazir. Shaloi nisna, that wasn't given, Nazirus, right? El lahafla. Lahafla over here means he yafli, yeah. Means over here that it has to be. Rashi said it's lashon peirush, but it means definitive. When you make the zeros, it has to be definitive. But when the zeros was was dependent upon something that wasn't known at the time. No, they didn't know if it was a hippie or if it was a Nazi. Like, they had their, you know, they made an assumption. So that either, neither one of them is a Nazi. Okay, so therefore we can use the pasuk for that din, and then you can't use it for a source for Hataras Nedarim. Okay? The Eid mid Rabbi Yeshua, that was the second one.
So right. You just say what Lahafla there?
Lahafla means it's
in that place.
Means definitive. The Farish, when you explain something, you make it, you define it, make it definitive. Okay? E mid Rabbi Yeshua, if it's from Rabbi Yeshua, who was the one who said it was the one that anger, okay? Dilma Hakikama, perhaps Shem is saying the following. But Api Nishvati, I swore in my anger, Velo Hadronavi, and I am never gonna change my mind. So that's what he's expressing, okay? So you can't learn. Hataras Nedarim. The Emid Rebbe Yitzchak, the third source, yeah, that he said that it was not Nedivus, the Nediv lathe. Yeah. Dilma Lapuki Midishul, perhaps this pasuk is coming to exclude from Shmuel. The Amr Shmuel, that Shmuel said the following, yeah? With regards to making a neder or making something hektish, it says, Goma Baliboy, he was sure in his heart, yeah, that he wants to give something to tzedakah or to hekdesh. Yeah, he's not chayev. Sorech sheyotzi b'sfasov. He has to actually say that he's going to do it. Right? Gemira's leib is not enough. Just to think 100% that he's going to do it, he has to say that I am going to do it in order to be halachically obligated and for it to become hekdesh. That's what Shmuel says. And now we say this pasuk, v'har kamash malan. Kamash malan, this pasuk, da'af al gab, that even though, d'loy points to be svasov, that even though he didn't say it, because it said nadiv leiv, right? It's a giving heart. Mashma, even if it's a giving heart, it becomes hekdesh. So it's coming to a fulke from Shmuel. So we need the pasuk for that, and not for Hataras Nedarim, right? And e midachananya ben achid rishua, if it's from the fourth Tana, yeah, that he said with regards to akaima, right, that I will make it hold. Yeah, Dilma, Rav Gidl, perhaps it's going to be Rav Gidl, Amarab. Don't have Rav Gidl, Amarab. Minayin, how do we know? Now, you're not supposed to make Nedarim, right? Even if you know you're going to do it, right? If you know I'm making a Neder and I know that I'm not going to transgress it, you're still not supposed to make Nedarim. There's only certain answers you can. So this is one of the cases where you can, or make you make a Shavua. Minayin, Shavuayin, how can you, that you're allowed to make a Shavua, the kindness of mitzvah, in order to make yourself mekayim the mitzvah, you want to mezarez yourself that you're going to do the mitzvah, so they can make a neder that's going to like obligate yourself to do the mitzvah. How do you know you can do that? From the following pasuk, shinema nishbati v'akayimo lishmo mishpatei kecha. Basically, that sounds better than the pasuk, doesn't it? Right? I'm going to make a shvua and I'm going to mekayim to guard your mishpatei kecha. Right? So therefore, that we've got for Hataras Nedarim. Ella de Shmuel, the fifth one, which was Shmuel Zamora, leis pircha. There isn't a kasha, and that's why we don't even explain it, because there isn't a kasha. Okay? Now, Amar Rav, says Rav, the bit you say, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Hainud Amar Inchi, this is what people say, it's a statement, Tova, it's good, Chada, one, Pilpulta, Charifta, a hot pepper, yeah, Mimale, from a full tonner basket, Dikari, of gourds. Meaning one shot pepper, it's better than a full basket of gourds. Basically, what Shmuel, that even it was, is one, you were one against the many, and even those people were bigger than him, yeah, it was better what he said. So.